This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 417 for Thursday, June 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Thursday morning. Follow-through selling after yesterday's losses had weighed on the market overnight before some support was uncovered to the downside. Canola up $2 to down $2. July up to 20 now at $1,155.50 per ton. New crop November down $1.80 at $1,053. July had dropped below its 20-day moving average yesterday and fell below the 50-day average overnight before recovering above unchanged. New crop November also dropped below its 50-day moving average overnight, but is off those lows as the day progresses. European rapeseed futures were lower on the day, accounting for some spillover selling in canola, but Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil futures are both stronger. Ongoing uncertainty over new crop production also provided support as spring seeding remains delayed across the eastern prairies. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all mostly higher. Soybeans underpinned by solid export demand, with the July contract up 30 cents at $17.21 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 352,000 tons of soybeans to Pakistan this morning, with the majority to be delivered in the new crop year. U.S. soybean processors crushed 180.9 million bushels of soybeans in April. That was down slightly from the previous month, but still the second largest total for the month of April on record. Corn futures had been higher, but turning mixed to lower now. July down 2 cents at $7.29 per bushel. Solid demand from the ethanol sector was supportive, with 414.7 million bushels of corn used for creating the renewable fuel in April. But improving U.S. seeding weather weighed on values as farmers have made good progress over the past week, bringing corn seeding operations in line with the average. Wheat, it's higher, seeing a bit of a correction after the losses posted earlier this week. Minneapolis up 6 cents in July at $12.03 per bushel. Kansas City up 16 cents at $11.45 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 14 cents in the July contract at $10.55 per bushel. While recent talk that Russia will allow grain exports out of Ukraine had weighed on prices, there is yet to be any actual movement on that front. Forecasts calling for rain in dry winter wheat regions of the southern U.S. plains were a bit bearish, although the moisture at this stage may be too little too late. Meanwhile, excessive moisture in the north continues to delay spring wheat seeding. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 2nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.